Heidi, who thinks I'm farting all the time in my car. What are you? What episode are you on, Big Fatty? Oh, you don't know that. Anyway,
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1024 of the BFO, for two, I say, Tuesday, the 3rd of January, 2012, y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Yo, we're going to open Cremacas, Big Fatty. Hello, pooties. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. You and that Faye driver, all you're doing is being vulgar here. And on the three. Y'all, that is, that is some of my ham and potato soup. And y'all, some crusty baguette. A crusty warm baguette slathered in butter. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. Y'all, today, too, I say Tuesday, y'all, it is the first day of work for the Fat One back at the coal mine. And y'all, I can tell you, number one, it is a 4-day work week. So it'll be endless. And then number two, I say chew. Y'all, I've been off for 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. And number three, I don't remember what number three is, but y'all, I don't want to go back to work. Oh, y'all, the other thing. Y'all, it is turned chilly here in Chucktown, y'all. The low on Monday night was going to be in the mid-20s, and the high today on Tuesday is only going to be in the mid-40s, and y'all, then we're going down to 18. 18 later tonight on Tuesday night. Dear Gussie. But y'all, I've got a couple things that I'm still trying to catch up with finishing up 2011, y'all. And y'all, one of the things that I've got to catch up on is this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, we had several celebrations of exiting the birth canal that final week of December, but y'all, I missed one of them. And the reason I missed it is because nobody told me. Big Fatty, it's always somebody else's fault. And y'all, we missed the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Cabba. Cabba? Over there at the No Wire Hangars, he had celebrated on last Friday, and y'all, it was a busy weekend. Also, that was the only celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, you know, I mentioned that the drum major Kev and the Brian up there in the Connecticut, you know, they have their anniversarium on New Year's Eve. Well, y'all, also, I had forgotten that the gay Southern boy up there in New York, Eric, he and the comic book boy, they had their anniversarium on New Year's Eve also. And y'all, there was a celebration of a brand new one, y'all, because over the weekend on New Year's Eve, y'all, the boss boy and the gay cowboy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. Ooh. Y'all, they got married. They got married, and then they went into, you know, they're up there in the New Hampshire, And then they went to Boston, and y'all, from what I can understand, they went to Boston. I don't know that they saw Brian from Boston while they were up there, but y'all, but speaking of that, y'all, I got a message from that Brian from Boston, on the Grindr, and I was like, hi, and I asked him how he was going to be spending his New Year's Eve, and y'all, he sent me a picture. And it was a bottle of liquor, and it was a jar of pills and a butcher's knife. And y'all, my response to that was, I said, "Oh, you're having a Vera Charles New Year's Eve," and he says, "Correct." But anyway, y'all, Boss Boy and the gay cowboy, which is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, they went to Boston. I believe that they were honking some kind of bobo or something. Big Fanny, you're just vulgar. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is time for our contest, and as you know, all you have to do is guess the number of phone calls from Miss Kathy Bacon that were played either fully or partially on the little show in 2011. Y'all, that is the number that the fat one has on record, not which may be not necessarily the actual number. Don't say that. These are the rules. Well, anyway, there's one entry per person. Big Fanny, I'm so glad you pre-recorded this. So it'd be right. One entry per person, and you send it via e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, now the guest closest to the actual number of calls without going over will win the $21 cash prize. If there's a tie, we'll put all those with the closest guess, correct guess, into a colostomy bag, and we'll draw a winner. And the deadline is Friday, January 13th. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, don't forget that contest now, because it's only going on for another 10 days or so. So, anyway, y'all, I had opened the number one fans card for 2011. Y'all, by the way, it is a lovely specimen of maleness. And y'all, it was from that Joe in Dallas, and I didn't get a chance to finish reading it. And I'll just go back, and it says, "Big Fatty, it's been a pleasure, and I am honored to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. You are both an amazing podcaster and an extraordinary person, and to be associated with you in any way is a blessing, y'all." And I believe he has underscored the word ass and associated. Bah! And he didn't do that. And then it says, "Love and kisses, Joe and Dallas." And then, y'all, there's a P.S. It says, "P.S. Give a special hug to Poodle McNoodle for me." Big Fanny, he's lovely. Could, instead of you giving me the hug, could it be that lovely specimen on the front of your card? I wish. And if you can get him to give you a hug, give him to give me one, too. Y'all, the next card, y'all, I'm telling you, we'll be opening cards until grandma. y'all, the next one, I believe, is from Trucker Alex. And, y'all, let's just see what we got here. Trucker Alex has been sending me all kinds of stuff on the e-letters. So, anyway, let's see what Trucker Alex has got here. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, there's a little bit of glitter here. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, it is the Crema story. Oh, dear God, see, it is the Crema story card. Y'all, there's some sort of lamp that's made out of a leg. And it says, "Fragile, this end up, fragile." Okay. Y'all, there's evidently some sort of Christmas story about this leg lamp. I don't know what it is or anything. But it says, "Not for the show." Oh, well, Big Fatty. Anyway, so, y'all, he's evidently gonna send me a Valentine's card also. Big Freddy, we're all gonna send you one. Well, Trucker Alex, I hope you get unstuck. Big Freddy, he said don't read it on the show. Wait, maybe that's just a takeoff on Miss Kathy Bacon. Maybe I'll just read it anyway. Wait a minute, is that what it says? Not for the show. Yes, and then there's a little smiley face. I'm going to read it now, y'all. May the special glow of crema be with you all year. So, you know, y'all, if there's a smiley face, I can read it. It says, been stuck out on the road for 3 weeks. Got nothing done. We'll get you a Valentine's crema combo. Y'all, I'm going to get a combo. And y'all, who doesn't love a combo? I hope it comes with the large fries. Because, you know, that's what we love is the large fries. Y'all, speaking of large fries, y'all, that Bjorn has sent me a card. And let's just see what it has here. Let's just open it up. And the card is, well, it's upside down. Y'all, I can't get it out of the envelope. Y'all, it's printed upside down. Big Freddy, turn it around. Oh, y'all, there are 6 crema presents on there. And it says, Merry Crema. And y'all, it's lovely. The presents have got a kind of a foil ribbons on them. It's just lovely. And it says, may the holiday be stacked with please, next year for Christmas, could you ask for some scents? y'all, it says, I was going to fill this with pictures of pussies. I mean kitties and Gritter, as the Gravitas would say. But y'all, it says, but I'm too fat. But y'all, I had no idea that my girth had anything to do with glitter and pussies. Have a great holiday, fat one. Beyond. Well, Beyond, thank you so much. I'll get a card out to you. Trucker Alex, I'm going to get one out to you, too. I hope you get it by the time Valentine's goes by. Big fatty. Y'all, I have received a card here. And y'all, I believe it is the Cocktails and Cream Puffs Studios. And y'all, it is in a Walmart. It is in a Walmart envelope. So let's just open it up and see what we've got here. Oh, y'all, I believe it's a picture postcard. That is cute. Now that is cute, y'all. It is a picture. It is a picture of the Charlie Brown crema tree. And you know how the Charlie Brown crema tree only had the one ointment on it? And y'all, the ointment is the Cocktails and Cream Puffs ointment, y'all. And that, I think it just means that their ointments are very, very heavy. Very heavy. And it says, have yourself a creamy crema and a happy new year, Joey, Mark, Matt, and Wendy. Well, Wendy, thank you so much. And Mark and Matt, thank you so much. Joey, not so much. But Big Freddy, you know damn good and well you're going to thank him, too. Just playing with you, Joey. And I'll get a card out to y'all. Y'all can just share a card. Because that's what you're going to get is a shared card. Y'all, the next one appears to be from Teresa out there in the Seattles. Y'all, we hadn't heard from her. And I can tell you what, if we had had the contest of how many times Teresa in Seattle called during 2011, y'all, everybody would get it right because the number would be none. Big Freddy, she did call. You've just forgotten. But y'all, on the front of the card, there's a fat man. There's a fat man breaking and entering a house through the chimney. And it says Merry Crema on there. And y'all, there's some sort of animal with some horns on it over to the side. And y'all, he seems to, maybe he's leaving the house. He's got a bag full of, it looks like a bag full of toys. He may have stolen those out of the house. I don't know who this convict is. But y'all, it says warmest crema wishes. Or what this brings to you for joy that lasts all season and throughout the new year too. Well, thank goodness it goes throughout the new year too, because I'm just now getting a chance to open it. And then y'all, Teresa, it is from Teresa in the Seattles. It says, Big Fatty, wishing you the happiest of holidays and hope you're doing well. I miss you and think of you often, and I have a lot of shows to catch up on. Love ya, Teresa in the Seattle's. Well, Teresa, get off it. Get off your butt. Get off your butt and start listening. So, y'all, the next card is from up there in the Chicagos. Y'all understand it's been snowing up there in the Chicagos. Oh, dear God. Y'all, it's taped. It's taped as if the skull has had something to do with it. And y'all, it always scares me when these cards are taped. Because, y'all, I have a feeling that Knott had something to do with it. By the way, Knott can't believe. Can't believe I don't have his address? Well, believe it. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's a vulgar card. It is a photo card, and it is extremely vulgar because vulgar and foul. Vulgar and foul, y'all. That should tell you a little something. And, y'all, it is from Three Hoes. It says, ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays from the foul monkeys. And, y'all, they're all wearing these wife beater shirts. And, y'all, they're eating Kremlites like they were kitties or something. I hope they don't get electrocuted. And there's that colored boy. And there's Waylon, better known as Bill. And, y'all, then there's somebody else I don't recognize over there on the other side. I don't know who that is. I don't know. He looks vaguely familiar, but I don't know who it is. Anyway, I can't really read that. If that's Miss Lauren, she's really gone downhill, y'all. She's really gone downhill. That's all I got to say. Oh, I believe it is Ricky. Oh, okay. Now I can read the thing. So, y'all, interesting. Yeah, let's go with interesting, Big Fatty. But y'all, they ain't right. They just ain't right. And y'all, do you think they took a moment to write a special note on there to Big Fatty? Well, hell no. Hell no, they didn't. Well, anyway. Y'all, the next one I'm going to open today, and this may be the last one I have today, is from Tara. Y'all, from up there in Michigan, which is, you know, just right around the corner, right around the block from where my grandson lives. But, you know, he's unsubscribed. So, anyway, let's see what Tara has sent. Oh, Tara has sent me my holiday wish. Y'all, it is a card. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 delicious menses with, they're buck naked. They are buck naked, and they have beautiful buttocks. Beautiful buttocks. Fatty. And y'all, there's a letter on each of their cheeks. And I don't mean the ones in front because we can only see them from the back. And it spells out happy holidays on their buttocks. And beautiful buttocks, y'all. And y'all, then it says on the inside, it says, wishing you the best of the season. No ifs, ands, or buts. Big Fatty, that's a good one. And then it says, Big Fatty, Merry Crema, thought you might want a break from the kiddies. Oh, I do. I'd like to have some buddies instead. And it says, thanks for another great year. Stay fat. Merry Asmus. Tara in Michigan. Tara, that's just lovely. And Tara, I cannot guarantee that the card that you'll receive will have ass cheeks on it, but I can assure you, I can rub my ass cheeks on your card. If that Big Fatty, she wants a nice card, not something that is, dear Gussie, not something that's got skid marks on it. Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of skid marks, That was the Faye Driver at the beginning of today's little show. And, y'all, it sounds to me like he may have some skid marks in his pants after all that farting that he had. Y'all want to send out a special request to each of you. Send out good wishes to the Turnip Head. He is having some surgery later on today, and our thoughts are with him. And send out good thoughts also to Lord Byron, who is currently in El Hospitalo, which, of course, is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and I think that he may need to, it's too late, but wet clean up or aisle four.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.